Phoenix Audio presents
Meeting of Minds, Volume 3.
Welcome again to Meeting of Minds. Our guests tonight are from 5th century Europe, Attila the Hun, from 16th century Italy, Galileo Galilei, from 19th century America, poet Emily Dickinson, and from 19th century England, the man who gave us the theory of evolution, Dr. Charles Darwin. And now, your host, Steve Allen.
Thank you. Well, we are all very excited here because of the important guests we have this evening, as you've just been told. First, one of the truly important figures in scientific history. Like those of Galileo, his theories not only disturbed the world, but actually changed it profoundly. The famous ornithologist James Fisher, commenting on the work of Charles Darwin, has said, "No subsequent synthesis of thought, not even the theory of relativity, has so humbled man, so purged his self-consciousness, so tempered his purpose, and so blessed his wisdom." Charles Darwin was born in England in 1809. Here is the remarkable Dr. Charles Darwin. Welcome, Dr. Darwin.
Thank you, Mr. Allen. I'm delighted to be here. Not only to enjoy your invited distinguished company, but particularly to visit a place and an age where my theories about evolution have long been peacefully accepted. It was quite otherwise in my own time, I assure you.
Well, sir, as a matter of fact, it was quite otherwise among many people until fairly recently. Believe it or not, there are even a few today.